their passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
I'll tell you what, if you ever wonder if Evan's got your back or not, he's got our back.
That's my little brother, baby.
Yeah.
But why did he need to get my back?
You know what? It's just better to be safe than sorry. Mm-hmm. Guru's back, baby.
Thank the Lord.
Guru spent the last 5 days in...
Four
days in Mississippi.
The Sip.
Meridian.
Jackson and Meridian.
Jackson, Mississippi and Meridian.
Drinking moonshine and Lord knows what else, Donnie. The heat and the humidity. I'm done. Remember I told you, I want to reside in the South.
Yeah.
I'm a Cali boy.
Rats?
Yeah, I'm done. I don't think I'll go back. It took that much out of me. I think I had a heat stroke. Like, seriously, I called Kaiser this morning. We got an appointment. Check under the hood. Steiny, it's miserable. Mosquito bites all on my body. But you don't want to hear about it.
No, I kind of do.
Ooh.
I've never been to Mississippi.
Yeah. I don't want to say which
how is
it.
How was the service? Hospitality,
it was great. Okay. I got up and spoke for my aunt. You didn't ask. Great singing. And she was a great lady. She was a principal at a local school. So I had a class of 1980, students from the class of 1985. So they all showed up for, and so did we. But man, Stanley, I'm glad to be back. And the Giants are still a train wreck.
But we're talking about being warm. So we're not getting into the Giants yet.
All right.
So it was like 100.
100, but I feel like 120 with humidity.
You said you almost passed out.
No,
once?
Yeah. Moonshine in the heat, sitting in the front yard, Stanley, and cigars and Lord knows what else. Just that's not a good mix when you're at my age. Hey, but four of my cousin's friends, Norman, my cousin Norman, my first cousin, four of his friends are Niner fans, and I went around with my camera trying to get the, like, how did you guys get Niner fans? And they don't have a team out there, you know, right next to them, so you can pick the Saints or what have you.
Gotcha.
But Joe Montana captured them, and there were Niner faithful out there.
Well, that's good to hear.
Getting some love on the chat. They miss me. But what did I miss? You and Evan held it down.
Let's see. What did you miss?
Well, I'll tell you one thing I missed before you answer.
Okay.
I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth airport layover for an hour and a half.
Okay.
I'm at Fridays having by myself spinach dip with the chips.
Okay.
And you guys had the gall to ask if DJs are musicians.
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Yeah.
It just came up organically. Because I was asking
not.
Evan. What do you mean? I'm sorry?
DJs are great at what they do. They have a feel for what to play. They don't make music.
I stayed out of it.
You had some good points, but come on, guys. Marvin Gaye is a musician. Not the guy that spins the record or the gal.
DJ Quick isn't a musician?
Well, he raps and he makes his beats. But I guess I'm going typical DJ. The guy that or gal that comes in and spins the record of the musician. That's how I took the DJ.
I agree.
Okay.
But some DJs are so musically talented, it's hard for me to deny their musicianship.
Can you be a musician without echoing words on the mic? Or having a song.
You can address these to Evan. Like I said,
I
sense a real danger area here.
How was it? Was it 50-50? You guys had somebody from Frankie Beverly and Maze call in.
I know.
Yeah.
Robin.
I think that's a insult. Not DJs are everything. They got to have that feel of what to play and get people up. That's their job, dancing, cutting a rug. But to say they're musicians, Steiny, is like saying the dental assistant is the dentist. No, he or she is not. They help. Evan, help me out unless I'm missing something about the new definition of DJ, because DJs are special. But they don't cut a record.
Is someone that only sings a musician?
Now, all right, I'll leave that there, E.
No, but I, like, my point is, I think some of them are, and there's different levels.
Has a DJ ever won a Grammy?
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Well, but you get my... I get it, Stein. It's good to see you.
I don't get it, and I'll be happy to acknowledge that. I think it's...
I guess it was like, wow.
We're getting a lot of yes and no.
Okay,
so,
all right. I got it.
Well, the 818 here, this is an easy one on the Boxer and Gerson
LA
injury attorney's text line. Is a race car driver an athlete? Of course.
Oh, my God.
It's not even close.
Well, my man.
Are you kidding?
You see Hessel won the movie?
You need. Oh, this is one of my...
Oh, my God.
I stand firm on this. Race car drivers are absolutely athletes. First of all, they have to be strong.
You got to be in shape.
You need endurance. You need focus.
You're preaching right now.
Laser focus. So, yes, I absolutely believe that race car drivers are athletes.
Last thing for me.
Okay.
Well, it's not. How was the Laughing Monk? What did I miss? And I hadn't been, and I missed it. But how was it, and how was the venue and the people?
Venue was great. People were great. We had I had a Cobb salad with a Holy Ghost Pilsner.
You.
Oh, man. They were very attentive. Last segment
okay.
I had one. Yeah,
gotcha.
Last segment
I'll
I had
talk
one.
About that. Yeah.
No. But it's really cool. Sunnyvale, nice venue. Good little outdoor spot.
I'm going to pull up on Evan and Lowe when they do one of these home pregame shows.
Yeah, for sure.
From the Laughing Monk.
All right, so let's see. So Thursday, we're at Laughing Monk. Friday.
Let's get nuts! Did Marcy come in? That's all I want to know.
Marcy was not here Friday. She went to Outside Lands for
so
part
did
of her
Evan.
Job.
Yeah, look at E!
Yeah, I was here.
Evan went 3 days. And he squeezed in a Giants game.
I gotta say something.
Uh-oh.
As I stuffed my pie hole with the spinach dip. Evan, don't get mad. But you did say something I kind of agreed with to Evan about Outside Lands. Are you a little too old to go to all 3 days? I spit out my drinks, Donnie. You might have something, but E, you still young and you can get after it. Way to go, baby. All three, Donnie.
I mean,
there are a lot of people that were older than me there.
3 days
I'm
is,
jealous.
A long time.
Yeah. To be in Mississippi, too. Donnie, I'm telling you, I can't live in the South. My body is littered with mosquito bites. I'm scratching like a crackhead on the plane.
I mean, it's funny because, you know, I mean, there's no doubt I'm getting out of here soon. It's
Please.
Only a matter of time.
You're a life.
And we're thinking about, I'm thinking about places to go. And you know, I got a daughter in New Orleans. I thought, hey, get down to New Orleans for a few years.
How's she liking it or adjusting?
She loves it, but she's already announced she's not staying there after college.
Well, there it is. Yeah. Cali has the best weather, baby.
Yeah, particularly the Bay. We are spoiled here. Very spoiled.
Not
here.
With sports here lately, though. Injuries with the Niners. I guess the practice didn't go with the joint practice with Denver.
It didn't start well for the 49ers. Apparently, the Denver Broncos defensive line was pretty dominant.
Well, Mac Jones, I'll say this, and I know it's hard to take in. You didn't ask me, Stoney. I'm just throwing it at you. And the last thing, if Dibs is listening, I will say who I don't believe is an athlete, and that's Joey Chestnut. Eating and athletics is not, that's an oxymoron.
Where did this one come
Somebody
from?
Somebody on the chat goes, is Joey Chestnut an athlete? No, he's not. Dibs thinks he is. So shout out, one of our, YouTube chat, people, Trick Era. Yeah, but let's get it, Stoney.
Well,
enough about me.
Well, now we only had 2 minutes, and then we got to take a break.
So. Did 9 minutes go that fast?
They did.
I missed you.
Just because of where you were. If you would have been in the Pacific Northwest, you probably would.
They bragged about all the Mississippi great athletes. Monte Ellis is their Steph Curry.
That's who could they come up with first?
Yeah, he was at the top. Eric Dampier. Big Damp! I said his hands weren't the best.
Yeah. All right. Well, RIP to Auntie.
Yeah. And my liver.
90.
Dude, I'm done. You guys need a feeling.
Well, I'll
for
tell
me.
You what. It feels to me like you celebrated her life.
Yeah, it was a celebration.
It didn't sound like there's a lot of mourning, which is good. You know. All right. All right, what do you want to get into? Because it's
honestly,
it's your show
today. The Giants. I'd like to get into the Giants.
All right.
I just think they need a new skipper.
No!
Yeah. And I think the team is telling on themselves and their manager right now. If you believe that energy and a team looking lifeless, you can lose, Stani, but three hits in 3 days, some instruction is not, people are not getting it, and maybe a new voice is needed. Do you find that far-fetched like you did a month ago when I alluded to it? I'm being serious, man. What's going to change next year? They're not getting eight new players. And you got enough good players now, and the marginal players are playing up to their, you know, Carter Chickering said to me, Goo, when people tell you who they are, believe them.
Mm.
He said it differently, but that's how I took it. But I'm serious, Donnie, like, they're not this bad. The Nationals? Come on, man.
We can get into Giants. I'm a little, I mean, Everything's fine. I just got some stuff going on here. All right. You and Evan have a bet we have to update because something happened again last
night. And I'm okay to lose this one because I'm not a hater.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation. Guru is in Mississippi. You got any questions for his travails, about his travails?
Stay out the heat.
You can do that. It's just great to have Guru back. And we got full squad on 95.7 The Game.
My nephew Gavin Newsom. And that's what life's about.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, football talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. To get started today. Guru back from Mississippi. So
yes,
all is right here at 95.7 The Game. But our baseball team got beat last night 4-1. The Giants have now lost 3 in a row.
Did I hear some boos last night?
Probably. I would think so. Mm. The Giants with 8 hits over their last 2 games. 1 run in their last 2 games. Devers solo homer. That's about it.
Yeah, he went up. So, help me if I'm correct. Yeah. 3 hits in 3 games?
For the Giants?
Yeah.
I think 8 hits in 2. Because they got 3 hits on Sunday,
okay.
And then they had 8 last night.
And Sunday,
five.
Yeah. Sunday was hard. Verlander they tattooed him.
Yeah.
But he got his moment, 3,500 strikeouts.
Yeah, Bob Melvin wasn't happy with that performance. He said it might have been one of the worst games of the year, and they had 40,000 out there. But
let me tell you what about Melvin.
Okay,
he's saying what he wants what he forecasted to see, but he's not calling people out and saying why it's not happening. Hey, Bowman, we know what you want to see, and it's like his post-game show is it's the same, just wash, rinse, repeat. It's the same thing. How about you give us some insight as to why? So let me ask you this, and you and the listeners. Do you think the Giants are underperforming? My answer is hell yes. Don't just tell me they don't have guys. I'm not telling you they got 10 Hank Aarons or Babe Ruths. I'm not saying that. Guys are underperforming. Why, Steiny?
What if I don't want to meet you halfway there?
It'll be 10-2, Steiny and Goo.
What if I think this is about a 500 team?
Mm.
I don't see, you know, and now this will be the fourth year in a row. They're about 500.
So when I, along with others here at the station and in the baseball world, got excited about the Devers acquisition, you now say, what did we do wrong getting excited? What did we miss?
Well, I think the reality of the situation is here's what we missed. Let's look just real quick at the team.
Okay.
Catcher. They need a better catcher.
But he's a great defensive catcher. I'm with you,
well,
okay?
If you're gonna sit here and feel free to do it and accentuate the positive, then maybe they are not the team we thought they were. I mean, Bailey is a great defensive catcher, but he just doesn't hit enough. Second base. Is Schmidt going to be the long-term second baseman? What are they going to do? Like, what are they going to do at first base next year with Eldridge and Devers?
You gotta give him a shot at it.
Which one?
Eldridge.
Okay, well, what if Devers wants to play the field? The outfield, I think, has been pretty much of a mess this year. Ramos probably isn't going anywhere. Jung-Hoo Lee has been very average, and they're going to need a right fielder. Okay, now here's the other question. How many pitchers do they need now? How many starting pitchers do they need?
Well, it looks like Roop is on his way back, right?
At least two. I think they need two, right?
Yeah, but isn't that every team, Stoney? If you want to just keep it real, outside of, you know, some others, everybody needs enhancements. But what are the realities and how you're going to get those pitchers? I'm talking about mainly the offense, man. Webb did everything he could. And I know we could sit here and say maybe he shouldn't have went out in the seventh inning. But the bottom line is he pitched his ass off and got no support again. And that's where I'm just traumatized. Stoney, they're becoming offensively unwatchable. Do you think that's too strong? I really believe I used to have my popcorn ready for, okay, today is the game they're going to pop, and something's wrong with the popcorn maker. And all I keep hearing around here in the Bay, even from the manager and skipper and reporters, is nobody knows why. That's not suffice.
Well,
that's not good enough. That somebody needs to pay the price for not knowing the answer.
I mean, I think Evan said this before the show, where, and I gotta figure some stuff out here, but he said, well, look at the Padres. Who do they have in left field? Jackson Merrill?
Right.
Okay, who do we have? Ramos.
All-star last year.
Okay.
Okay. I just throw that out there so he's not mincemeat.
We got Chapman at third. They got Machado. Who's better?
Okay.
They got Tatis. Is there anybody on the Giants as good as Tatis? Like they just don't have
as many
good players as Stoney, other teams.
But this
do,
is
do
my
you
thing.
Do you think they have the talent that the Padres do?
No, but at the end of the day, I don't think it's as big of a discrepancy. So what you just did, I'll give you the win for comparing them to the Padres. But what about when the Nationals come in here? And Gore couldn't get anybody out, and he mows this lineup down. Wood couldn't hit the side of a beach ball. I did my little TikTok while I was gone, Stoney. And then he comes out here and makes, you know, Third and King look like Wrigley Field. It's not the Pirates swept them at home. The Marlins, the Mets, who are a mess right now. Why? It's not just the good teams that are, you know, running through this Giant team. And that's why I'm ringing the alarm. But it's not just the Padres.
Right. How many times do you have to lose to average teams before you start realizing you're average? The Giants
are
very
below
average.
I feel like, so you don't think they're playing below average?
I do not think.
Oh, I do, man. I do. And as much, what word am I looking for right now since I was on the airplane, Stoney? As much turbulence as they've had in the rotation, I'm still watching these games to where they're not giving up 12 and 15 runs and don't have a chance. It's just continuance of ineptitude at the plate. And right now, the going answer is nobody knows why. Pat Burrell should not, if it were me, just for the sake of doing something, Stoney, you can't come back next year. Because right now, that's the theme. Oh, next year. Are we so sure if we just continue with the same instruction, guys that are doing the instruction, the skipper, that is going to change? Because I like the impact of the, with the rest of the guys with the Devers acquisition, Stoney, that's a major head scratcher for your boy, man.
Well, you know what, Goo? I got to be honest.
Okay, no, that's all I'm
and
asking.
I know you've
you
just you've only been back for 25 minutes, but I am begging for help right now from Giants fans at 888-957-9570 is the number. I feel like we've been having this debate for a while. I feel like, you know, the Giants are pretty much who they are. I'm not overly puzzled by what's going on because I don't think they're a very good hitting team in general. I think they're three best hitters. obviously aren't having great years. And then I think when you look past the top three hitters, you do not have much. If this team were reaching its potential, how much better would it be right now? Now that Roop's been hurt,
because you're 4.5 back still, Stoney. I'm interrupting. They're 4.5 back, but I'm not even going to do what you think I'm going to do today. I'm not even going to echo the math is there.
Well, you just did it.
The play is not there.
Right. I think you're asking for something that's just not there. And I think Buster Posey came to a conclusion that maybe you're coming to right now, but he came to it a few weeks back when he gave away some of the relief pitchers and Mike Yastrzemski.
They're 29-29 at home. Haven't won a series at home.
I guess my question is,
territory to where, remember my old adage, Steiny, you can tell on yourself. And I was just saying, hey, Melvin, maybe you are safe and, you know, you got that, as Chasky calls it, that severance package with that option picked up. But the bottom line is, if they continue to look despondent and lifeless, like Sunday was lifeless, partner. Like, I think that's Melvin telling on himself to where if I'm Posey, I wasn't thinking about a change. But if this continues, good Lord. I mean, the Rays are playing for something. It's not getting easier. When you got two left with San Diego, man.
Yeah, they got 6 overall left with San Diego. Yeah.
Robbie Ray tonight.
Okay, there you go.
I want to say a win, but I think those days are gone.
Yeah, I would just... Evan, let me get Evan in here. Hey, you in?
Huh?
Where would you come down if I'm saying, look, first of all, where they played about 120 games? If I say
119.
Okay. If I say, you know what, man, they played 120 games, I think they're a 500 team. Yeah, I got off to a good start.
Clickety.
Yeah, back and forth. I think this is who they are. They're about a 500 team. Goo thinks they're underachieving, which I don't know if that means you think they should be 5 over or more than that, but are the Giants, what do you think they are? Underachieving?
Evan, if I can just chime in before you go, just rewind and take me back to the day, the shows we did when you hit the breaking news sounder and Devers was coming to town. If you can, take me back from that point to where we are now. Can you give a brother a break when you say, Goo, I can't understand that you're disappointed?
Well, first and foremost, he was traded on a Sunday, so I don't think we hit the breaking news sounder. But since then, it's kind of just spiraled. You know, and I think at the deadline, the front office told you this team wasn't worth investing in. And I seriously do believe that it's really hard for athletes in general when their front office actively chooses to not believe or invest in them for them to get up every single game. Like, you could hear it on every single player's, comments after the deadline. Chapman sounded disappointed. Logan Webb sounded disappointed. They all said Buster had to do the right thing because we didn't prove it, basically. And will they win tonight? Honestly, probably, because then they'll be back to 500.
Evan, what if, and I hear you, man, but what if I told you with that, what you just said, they got their deadline move with Devers. And what about the confidence in, I think we still got action. You guys go get her done. And I know you, come on, Goo, they lost 2 guys in the bullpen, but they got their big acquisition early.
They did. And I think they probably were playing over their head at that point. And they could not stop the spiral. I think it was probably even more frustrating that they got Devers, started losing, and they could not figure out how to get out of it. I mean, I think that's why, like, everybody's mad at Melvin, and I get it, but, I mean, seriously, like, what do you want him to go say every single game? We stink, and our team has no life, and we're energyless, and that's not even a word, but, you know, he's going to go up there and just flame his team every single game?
What if he, and Stoney, please
flip the spread?
No, what if he went up there and really said, what would win me over? And it's not about winning me over. I'm out of answers. I've tried everything. I'm exhausted. This is unacceptable, and I'm at fault. it's on me.
You'd kill him for that, too.
No, I actually would give him a hug, like, for you to admit you've tried everything and it's your responsibility. Evan, the reverse psychology. Like, give me some of that. I've tried everything.
That means you have nothing left. I mean, if anything, that's an admission of defeat. I mean,
I think we're getting there, though, with every defeat.
I think we're already there, but.
Yeah, but you can't give up with 40 games left.
I'm not saying him give up, but just keep it real. Like, I'm doing a bad job. How about that, Steiny? Yeah. I'm doing a bad job this year.
Why?
Because it's true.
Okay, well, then.
But I think you get
some... demand that from every player.
I mean, that's different. You know what I mean?
Like, I'd like to see Rafi Devers say, you know what, I have not been very good since I came here. Adamas saying, you know,
well, Ray's been pretty good.
Well, lately.
Yeah.
But who'd you say, Ray? But, like, when I... Okay.
Last 20 games, though, Devers is hitting.
Great.
Yeah.
That's just terrific.
Well,
No, and I... And
gotta find a
positive.
Yeah,
and you know what? The 20 games before that, Adamas hit. And they're still a game under 500. And that's the okay, when the Giants got Devers and they were eight games over, obviously at that point you're thinking this is a playoff team. All right, now they're one game under, 2.5 months after the trade. So one, you have to be thinking one of two things.
All right.
One is, oh my gosh, this team... has failed miserably. But I'm sorry. I don't look at it like that. I've watched Patrick Bailey all year long. He's not very good.
All right, I'll give you that.
Did you realize that their outfield defense is among the worst in baseball?
I read Baggerly's piece.
Okay? So they're not a good defensive team.
Is there anybody's responsibility for that? To get those guys better, or am I doing too much to Evan's point, and it's real, Melvin A had one strikeout, one error.
Well, let me throw
like,
you.
Like, okay.
Let me ask you this. They got a guy, Drew Gilbert, who's playing last night. He steals second base. The ball goes into center field. He tries to go to third. He gets thrown out. Whose fault is that? He's played like nine. He's played five games with the Giants.
I wouldn't put that on Melvin or Williams. It was a hustle play. He's young. He was trying to make something happen.
So, after the Devers trade, what I've seen from this team is just, I think it's gone too long for us to say, well, they've underachieved for 80 games. It's like, really? When do you say we've underachieved as opposed to, you know what, this might be who we are? And I don't think they have enough.
Well, the numbers back.
I don't think they have enough hitting.
Yeah. All right.
And now their pitching is kind of piecemealing itself together. I think we're just getting, if you ask me what I think we're just getting a cold, hard slap in the face that this team's pretty average top to bottom.
And I'll leave you with this. So you don't believe it? Let's just say if there were a different voice.
I don't believe it would be significantly different.
All right.
I mean, if you...
See, I feel like they could be five or six games better if what I deem is hurting this team or what they're not getting, I believe they could be five or six games better and be right there in the hunt and might even have a spot because right now they're only 4.5 back because of what's going on with the Mets, and it's just... Steiny, I think that makes it more frustrating is they can't even galvanize themselves to where, yeah, we play stinky baseball, but look what's happening elsewhere. We're benefiting from that mathematically, but yet we're not taking advantage. And I need to just reiterate, because I wasn't here, how hapless the Nationals had been. The A's had just beat them and body slammed them, beat them to a pulp, and they come here when I'm thinking, okay, this is a... Yeah, here. I know you're laughing.
I am laughing.
You might got action in a sweep. The A's just brutalized the Nationals. And then the Nationals come in here like they were the version of themselves when they had Soto and won a World Series. Like, that stings, man.
I'm looking at that game last night. Second inning, they got two on.
Man.
One out in the second inning.
Early.
Patrick Bailey gets called out.
flips the bat like he walked.
He gets called out, and then Koss pops up. They just, they have, their rallies just die so easily. It's pretty unbelievable. Let's go to Carlito. Carlito's in Alameda. What's going on, Carlito? How you doing?
Hello, gentlemen. Number one, Guru, welcome back.
Thanks, baby. I miss you, man.
I'm going to throw you guys a curveball. What do you guys think of getting rid of Melvin? Aaron Boone will probably be fired from the Yankees. What do you guys think of getting Aaron Boone from the Yankees and having him manage the Giants? What do you guys think?
I love the thought, but Stanley, I'm out on Boone. It's just a personal preference. I don't think he's the guy. And look what he's not doing with New York. I know they got issues with their pitching in the bullpen, but I don't look at that. I think he's Melvin-like. That's just me. What do you think of Boone? If they were to look for a new skipper, that's not who I think Posey would go to, but now, I could be wrong.
I don't know what kind of manager Posey would want if he had the choice. I know that he's the guy who extended Bob Melvin. So there was something going on 3 months ago where Posey felt pretty confident in him. I don't know how he feels about him right now. But I would just say, knowing limited knowledge about Buster Posey as a player, I just don't see him as a guy who's a big manager firer. Mm. I see Posey as more of a player accountability guy. So I could be wrong. Yeah. Maybe there are things going on that Posey sees that he's got to fix.
This will be technically his first offseason to do something like that, right?
Well, I mean, to my way,
he could have ran Melvin, but you know, I think he did the right thing by giving him a chance.
Well, what do you? It's yeah. I mean, giving him a chance,
and then going at Devers.
But it's about Melvin's extension and whether that extension ensures that Melvin's going to be back next year or not. So
they got to play better.
Let's go to Chris. Chris is in San Jose. What's going on, Chris? How you doing?
Hey, morning, gentlemen. Long time no talk. Yeah, I mean, Guru, I want to be positive and, you know, a little bit Giants biased, so to speak. But, you know, you're talking about us kind of playing below the mean, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can't say that, and then you can't talk about the first month of the season where Wilmer Flores was playing on par with Aaron Judge, right?
Yeah.
You got to bring up stuff like that. Adames, right? Adames was hitting .190 for the first 2 months, but every single RBI he had in those first 2 months won or tied a ball game late in the game. Damn near everyone. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, while I agree with you, you know, Ryan Walker, we didn't think he was going to regress and blow, you know, five games. We can blame Melvin for, you know, mismanaging things. It's like, we're sitting on the couch. I would have done that differently. But at the end of the day, there's so many different things that come together where it's like you kind of do have to admit to yourself, like, yeah, man, we are kind of an average team right now, with the caveat that, and this is for every single season in baseball, you can play 500 ball for 5 months, and then you can go 20-8 in 1 month, and you can make the playoffs. So at the end, we're spiraling, right? There is still some light at the end of the tunnel, but hey, Posey told you what he thought. Posey didn't believe he sold guys. And I just don't agree. I think it was Giddings who came in. I agree with the human nature aspect. Like, yeah, you know, our bosses don't believe in us. So, like, okay, I guess we'll tuck our tails and maybe not play it hard. BS. You need to be a leader. You need to step up and realize, like I just said, the season is not over. You're 4.5 games out. I'm getting a little off tangent here.
No, I hear you, though.
I typically do, but yeah. Bottom line, Google, you can't be like, oh, we're a 90-win team. We're better than this without acknowledging. If we didn't, like, win, if Wilmer Flores didn't carry us for the first 2 weeks of the year, we're probably 5-7 games under .500. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So yeah. You got to believe, and I'll take your guys' comments off air.
No, appreciate the call, Chris.
I'll say this. Oh, go ahead, Johnny. Yeah,
no, go ahead.
No, after the 107 campaign, they went 81-81, right? And everybody laughed. We thought the skipper was a joke. Then they follow that up, Stani, with 79 wins, and they tease us with 79-83 and 23. They tease us with everything that they baited me with. They're still kind of in it. And then last year – Melvin's first year, 80 and 82. But those teams, to me, did not have the talent that this club has. And I will not omit the early start, but I don't think it was a fluke. And that's why I'm saying I feel like they're playing, they're underperforming. But they didn't those teams didn't have an Adamas. They didn't have a Devers. And that's why I think Giant fans are despondent, man. Because I get you. The turbulence and the rotation being in flux, it's still not what's been beating them. It's still been, we cannot hit.
I mean, they had Michael Conforto hit 20 homers for him last year. He's not around. They had Soler last year. Didn't have a great year. 12 homers and 400 at-bats. You would think Devers would be an upgrade and Adamas would be an upgrade, but it still has resulted in a 500
Do you have a problem
season.
If I say, I'm going Apple, upgrade, I thought Melvin would be an upgrade. And to this point, do you have a problem with me saying, I don't feel like it has been? Would that be fair?
Well, I'll just say this. If you really think this team, and I know this isn't what you're saying, but I'm going to say it. If you really think this team's underachieved, then fire Melvin and bring everybody back. I dare you. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see callers on the other side. We'll get to you. That segment was brought to you by Safeway.